me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
In the village of Rivenna, there was a bustling marketplace. You could go to this marketplace to buy fruit, vegetables, shoes, pots, pans, all different kinds of things. And there were different shopkeepers in the marketplace. One of the shopkeepers' names was Reuven. Reuven was known as a generous, benevolent, kind, giving, sharing person. His business was very successful, and he was known to be a person that gave a lot of tzedakah. He loved to help other people that were in need. A different businessman who owned a shop in Rivenna, his name was Yitzchak. He had a hard time parting with his money. It was hard for him to give to other people. And day after day, he watched and saw how generous and gracious Reuven was. And one day Yitzchak said to himself, I'm going to get my guts up and I'm going to go and talk to Reuven and ask him how he does it. And so Yitzchak went to Reuven and said, Reuven, do you have a few minutes for me? I have a few questions that I want to ask you. I'm wondering how you manage your funds. You seem to be giving away so much of your money, but your money just seems to grow and grow and isn't depleted, isn't becoming less. How does that work? Yitzchak Reuven said, come with me to the back of my store. And Yitzchak followed Reuven to the back of his store. There were sacks. And in the sacks, there was grain and rice and beans. And Reuven took a shovel, put it inside of the sack of grain, and lifted out a big shovel of grain and filled it into an empty bag. And then he did it again and again. And he said to Yitzchak, you see what I just did? When I shoveled out the grain, it made more space for new grain to come and be there in its place. That's how it works with tzedakah. When I shovel out, when I give out money, I'm leaving more space for Hashem to replenish and refill. And Hashem's shovel is a lot bigger than mine. Wow, said Yitzchak. Was there ever a story or an event that happened in your life that had you think this way? As a matter of fact, there was, said Reuven. When I was very young and just starting out in business, I had made a deal and I had 2 gold coins in my pocket at the end of the day. As I was walking home, a poor person stopped me on the street and asked if I had anything to give. And the only thing in my pocket were these 2 gold coins. Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I? Shouldn't I? And I decided that I would. And I took one of the golden coins and I gave it to the poor person who was collecting. I came home, I had dinner with my family, and the next day when I went to work, somebody came into my store, asked for a meeting, and it was the best deal that I ever had in my life. Well, could it have been that it was just luck, Yitzchak asked Reuven? Reuven said, Yitzchak, I hear the question, but let me share something with you that might help answer it. When Baron Rothschild, a very famous, well-known Jew who gave a lot of tzedakah, when he was once asked how much he's worth, do you know how he answered that question, Yitzchak? He answered by citing all of the different tzedakot that he gave. He said, I'm only worth as much as what I have given away. Because anything that I keep for myself, I could lose and can be taken from me. That which I give away is the only thing that's mine to keep forever. Now, the Torah has rules about how much we should give away. The Torah doesn't tell us to give away all of our money. We give away a tenth of what we earn. We don't give away everything, but we give generously. We give with a full heart. And if we have more, we can give more. Yitzchak said, Reuven, I'm really going to try to practice what you do. I am going to try to remember that when I give, that is when I gain. And that what Hashem has given me puts me in a position to be able to share that with other people. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Teruma, we are commanded to build a Mishkan. And when Moshe asks for the Jewish people in the desert to contribute gold, silver, copper to the Mishkan, the Torah doesn't say give. The Torah says kichu li, take. Why is the language of take used for giving? Because that's exactly the message that Hashem wants to teach us. The same message that Reuven taught Yitzchak in that village of Rivna. When we give, we're actually taking. My bracha to myself and to each and every one of you is that we will be able to use the gifts that we have received and give them to others. And that by giving them to others, we actually will benefit so much that that will be what we take. Shabbat shalom to all.